This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, and we're honored to be on those stations, and we thank you very much, the stations that are carrying the radio show, and more coming. As I said, more coming. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of who you are, where you are, what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It rolls over to the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the guys over there hauling the mail all around the country and the area. And, of course, it also goes over to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so you can go. And let's not forget, our Amazon warehouse folks are starting to get real busy. Yes, they are. And the drivers that are getting busy, too, making those deliveries. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, from the hills of California to the shores of Tripoli. It's none other than the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You can be heard of the shores of Tripoli via the magic of the satellite and internet.
That's exactly right.
So I said that just for the heck of it to see if we get an answer. We know, once in a while when I do something like that, we do.
Well, that's right, yeah, because the show goes all over the world on the internet. And so, yeah, we love to hear from people from different parts.
Especially the military men and women that chime in. I get a lot of them every night. And sometimes I don't get a chance to see the message right away because it comes in on a different channel. I have them funneled to come in a different way so I can prioritize what they have when they have it. But sometimes I don't see that because I've got all these windows open. It's kind of hard. I have it buried usually. But anyway, I'm going to work on that during Thanksgiving, see if I can make that a priority. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed, founded, and started on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, somebody said, well, how do you know that? And I said, excuse me, where did they hold all their meetings when they were putting the United States of America together? Where were their meetings held? Well, I think in churches,
yeah.
Yeah, in a church, because that was their only safe refuge. The British were leaving them pretty much alone until later on down the line, and they figured out, they went, wait a minute, these people are doing this in church. It is what it is. But anyways, not so. Hey, listen, have you heard about Russia? Now, this is the Ukraine telling us, so I don't know what to believe. Russia is planning a false flag attack on their ally, Belarus, in regards to that nuclear plant.
Yeah, this is very interesting and very very scary, obviously, because it's not new in history, per se, to have such a thing, to try to draw somebody else into a war. But here we go, Captain. You know, however it happens, the war expands. And that's not going to be a good thing at all.
Well, it's pretty obvious that Russia is trying to drag the world into a bigger incursion and put more pressure, if you will, on the Ukraine with their own allies. It's pretty obvious all that is what's coming down. But I sure hope that some cooler heads prevail.
Well, certainly, absolutely, 100% agree. This war should have never started. But now that it is there, if it continues to expand, there's only one path, I'm afraid, that it will eventually go down. Because if Russia simply isn't going to back down, or maybe more specifically Vladimir Putin, the Russians have to do something about this as well. But until then, you know, we try every avenue to try to turn this thing off.
Now, have you been following NASA's Artemis?
I know that they had orbited the moon, basically.
And it's going to be up there for several months flying around the moon.
Right.
Now, this project, Artemis, could be game-changing when it comes to China and what's going on with China. And by the way, our defense secretary yesterday had a sit-down, face-to-face meeting with the Chinese defense minister.
Very, very interesting, incredibly important. You know, China, again, wants to assert its influence. It certainly has its own space program. It wants glory with that as well. Obviously, Captain, whatever, you know, because back in with the Apollo program and so forth, you know, everything kind of got put to the side after, you know, supposedly, you know, they thought, well, because now we beat the Russians at their game here, but there wasn't a whole lot of public support for it. But the next, you know, I hate to say it like this, but Final Frontier, and we have to have a big part of it.
Hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Along with that, we're going to break, and I'll be back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars.
Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yeah, Mike Gallagher. Hugh Hewitt, Scott James, I could go on, but I won't. Okay, now, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product I've been taking religiously for just a little bit more than 8 years right now. And I took it when I heard about it because I was having problems, and the stuff I was taking was uncomfortable to take. It was medicinal. It was a narcotic, couple of narcotics, and I just didn't want to keep taking it because it was doing funny things. It'd make me tired when I shouldn't have been tired. It'd make me feel like I'd lifted 6,000 pounds when I hadn't done anything. And I mean, it just was weird. So I heard about Relief Factor. I took it. I tried it. It works. Doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. I took it. I tried it. It works. Now, if you've got pain, if you've got swelling, inflammation, if you've got just general all yuck type muscle aches and that sort of thing, I got a product here that I think might help you, and it's called Relief Factor. It worked for me. It's worked for tens of thousands of other people, and it just might work for you, too. It's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get started with the three-week product. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work or not. This product will go right straight to the source of your pain or your inflammation, and it will work right the second you take it. It'll start working, get it in your system. The more you get in there, the quicker you get it in there, the better it works, the better it does. So, go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start, and I'll tell you you're welcome after you tell me thank you and all that good stuff. And Kyle has the perfect reason for taking it. What is it, Kyle?
Because, Captain, all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, wingo. You got it. Now, Boris Johnson, who was the the Prime Minister in England, right?
That's right, yeah.
He has come out and he's told the world that if you want to help the Ukraine the most to stop this drone problem that they keep having with the drone swarms and whatnot that are coming in from Russia. And, oh, by the way, those drones are coming from where, my friend? Who's making them?
Iran, yeah.
That's right. So he said that the world needs to help out Ukraine and send them some planes. Deplane, so that they can shoot down the drones. Now, to me, that makes perfect sense. That would not necessarily have to be a jet fighter plane. It could be one of the turboprop jets that they still got flying around, or certainly one of the souped-up turboprop planes that they have for low-altitude surveillance and whatnot. But anyway, what do you think of that idea?
Well, exactly. Yeah, he's talking about, some kind of fixed-wing aircraft that would be fast enough to get at these drones. Of course, Captain, supplying Ukraine with whatever they need in order to defeat the Russians is a good thing in and of itself. Of course, where the issue starts to come up is whether or not then Vladimir Putin can use it as a pretext to say the West is now wholly invested, fully involved in this war and everything but sending their own troops kind of a thing. And so that allows me, Vladimir Putin, to expand the war in some other way, which I think, it's just a very fine line. But former Prime Minister Johnson is on to something here, because the world also has to show Vladimir Putin that it's not going to stand for this.
I just got a message here from Jerry. Jerry's out your way, California. He says, Captain, did you mean close air support? Well, yeah, that's part of it. The Sikorskis is what I was thinking of, that they still have flying around. Some of the P-51 Mustangs that they still have flying around, those were close air support planes. And, yeah, that was part of it. All right, well, Beijing and China in general is having a problem on the fears of COVID. Now, Beijing has shut down their amusement parks and their city parks where the kids would go to have fun, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
That's only part of it. Now we find out in Shanghai, they've tightened the entry on the fears of COVID.
And, to a great degree, there's a lot of people out there who think COVID's making some kind of comeback or that it's COVID season.
Of course they want you to think that. They want us to go back to all these clamped-down controls from before, and it ain't going to happen.
Well, and honestly, I think the Democrat Party elite think that COVID is one of their greatest hits, basically, and they want to go back and play the hits and try to make people think that, wow, we really need the Democrat Party elite to tell us what to do and make sure that we're safe from COVID again. But most people, though, Captain, I think, believe that COVID, the initial COVID problem now, is long behind us. And to some degree, there's COVID and variants, but people get sick, but not everybody takes a test, and they get better. And then, obviously COVID can be a real problem for certain individuals, and we have to be careful, but it's not going to go back. It's not a blast from the past that everybody's looking for.
No, it's not, and it is controllable. And for people to think, oh, my God, we have to shut this down and shut that down because we've got to do this, everybody's got to wear a mask. No. A lot of the country has already had this.
Well, right, yeah. And so to a great degree, there's going to be a lot of natural immunity. People are still getting sick, and you hear people say, well, are you sick with COVID or are you regular sick? And most people, I think, these days are getting regular sick.
Yeah, go get a flu shot. If you really want to know, go get a flu shot.
Well, sure. But again, it's the politics of it. It's the politics of, as you said, being able to create some kind of confines for people that you can do this, but you can't do that, and now you're going to go back to wearing a mask, and don't come in if you don't have one on, and on it goes. And people are not going to be down for that, ever.
Now, have you heard the latest from Joe Biden about the student loans?
Yeah, they're pausing it through the middle of next year, basically.
June 30th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good idea, bad idea.
Well, that's one of the things I think that he can do, but the overall student loan forgiveness is not something that's in the purview of the executive. And they're finding all that out the hard way. Well, and maybe even so, I think they kind of knew, Captain, it would get struck down in courts, but they wanted to have some kind of campaign slogan, you know, forgiving your student loans, and I'm going to do it with my pen, and knowing full well that it would never fly. So maybe they're trying to buy time with this.
We knew that when he said it because we told him it wasn't going to work.
Well, that's right. You said it, I said it, and guess what? Nancy Pelosi said it.
Sure did.
Right back in the beginning of that. And so that's a, you know, pretty powerful stuff. If that's what's, you know, if you've got the Speaker of the House saying the president can't do it, of course, later on, I guess you kind of change your tune. But and again, it was all about getting this notion that you're getting something for free when you really can't be, it can't be given to you.
They had an election, they had an election south of us down in Brazil. And Brazil's Bolsonaro was voted out. He has now challenged the election results officially and wants a recount.
Very interesting. Well, we'll see how that happens and if it does, in fact, happen.
Oh, I think it'll happen.
Yeah.
He has to pay for it, but it'll happen.
Well, and of course, you know, I guess will he be called, I guess he's the election denier of Brazil then.
Who is the head of the teachers' union, the predominant teachers' union? Isn't it Randy Weisgarten?
I think you're right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, little old Randy Weisgarten yesterday said, Mike Pompeo is trying to be a GOP extremist when it comes to the teachers and what they want in terms of pay and the COVID stuff and all this other crap that's coming out again.
Well, I'm not surprised. You know, there's that word, extremist, and that's being used for everything and everybody. It starts to lose its meaning over time. It's hard to believe, Captain, that Mike Pompeo would be an extremist for anything in that sense. He seems to be pretty level-headed, and he seems to be, you know, have a lot of common sense and thoughtful. But it's when you start trying to bring out those kinds of labels, you know, simply because it has to do with anything to do with your thing, that's not productive.
Now, we're fixing to go to a break, so I'm not going to do anything other than tease this. AARP is a pretty big senior organization, right, Kyle?
Right.
And in Georgia, they did a poll of their members. And we're going to give everybody a result of how the poll worked, number one. And number two, what group isn't going along with that poll? So it really doesn't mean a lot because the group that's not going along with it is the group that actually votes. They actually vote. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Lots of things going on. And we're going to double-check the Chesapeake, Virginia mass shooting here when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
The student loan repayment pause has been extended again, despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last. The bump will go no later than June 30th of next year. and payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. A federal judge ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer deposition in a lawsuit that claims the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. Expect to pay more on average to fuel your holiday journey this Thanksgiving than in any year past. The price of a gallon of gas is down 16.4 cents from a month ago, but that's still 24.5 cents higher than it was a year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said
you bet. Tell them the captain sent you, because here's why. HeroesMile.com, spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com, is the real deal. It is a group of veterans helping veterans. It is also a group of first responders helping first responders with the problems you have. Let me just tell you, they are the real deal, and if you have problems or have issues and you need someone to talk to, start there first and go from there. Heroes Mile, H-E-R-O-E-S is the way you spell Heroes, mile.com. Now, their phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's their phone number. Give them a call, set up an appointment, or go visit them. They'd be more than happy to see you and show you their facility and what they have. So there's something there for every veteran, your families too. Something there for every first responder, your families too. Check them out. Tell me Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They're doing good things for people that deserve a whole lot better than they're getting. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning, Kyle. Yes, sir, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Yes.
There you are. I knew you were there. All right, because I know I've got Colorado on the telephone line. We're going to go right to the phone line, find out what's going on in Colorado. Good morning.
Morning, Cap. Professor Politics, talking about the Supreme Court's bad decision forcing Trump to turn over his federal and state taxes, and just another form of the deep state harassing Trump.
That's what it is.
After he left office, and the deep state is so desperate to pin something on Trump,
yep,
that basically they're just trying to play take something from Al Capone, because the feds try to get Al Capone, who of course was a former crime boss in Chicago during the Prohibition era, and they couldn't get Al Capone for jaywalking, but they got Al Capone for tax evasion. So they're trying to dig in Trump's
right
tax history to see if we can get him for tax evasion and try to charge him with something, because there's nothing to charge this man with. Even when he was in office for 4 years, there was nothing to charge him with. I mean, unless they want to charge him for breathing air on planet Earth. But beyond that, it's just ridiculous. The Supreme Court violated his rights to privacy, and it's just very frustrating, but it just shows the Supreme Court doesn't get it right all the time. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. It's Aaron in Colorado. What you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, thank you so much, Aaron. It's great to hear from you, and I think you're right. They're looking to pen something. I'm wondering, you know, that something like this would have been flagged before. I think they're probably going to try to make some case that, well, they tried to overvalue the assets or undervalue the assets, something that might even be very subjective. But whatever it is, we know that, number one, Russian collusion is not in the tax returns, as we were sort of led to believe back during the campaign. So, yeah, they'll find something. They'll pick it apart, and they'll try to make it look as though something is so terrible. How did we ever miss this about Donald Trump, they'll say.
You know, you're right.
Well, thank you.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know that, right?
Well, but again, because this is one of their final things that they're still trying to do. As Aaron was saying, they can't get the President Trump or former President Trump on something else, whatever it is that they want to, no pun intended, Trump up about it, right? But they want to find something, because they need to keep this thing going, because the elections come is going to be now, you know, we'll start hearing more about 2024, and they've got to do something.
You're right. Now, AARP, we all know who they are, right?
Of course.
They are a senior citizen organization. They lean very much to the left and stay that way. But the AARP group in Georgia brought forth a poll. And on that poll, their question was simply, who do you support? Do you support Senator Warnock or Herschel Walker? Well, to no surprise at all, in the poll, the seniors that were there supported Senator Warnock by about the 2 points that he's leading by. However, when you just pull the seniors all together in the AARP poll, just the seniors, it was about 60-54 advantage Herschel Walker.
That is very interesting. And as you were mentioning before, Captain, the demographic we're talking about here has a bigger propensity to go and vote.
That's true. That's true. Seniors,
exactly.
Seniors are very proud of the fact that they go in person and they vote. That's what they do. They plan on doing that. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, man, we're going to have to change that. We aren't going to be able to vote in person anymore because that's taking too long. We need to get out there. We need to do it early, this, that, and the other. Well, to those people, I submit this. If you want to vote early, fine. But vote early in person.
Well, exactly. Yeah, there are ways to do that because the game is changing. You know, I don't know that it will ever go back to where it's election day and everybody kind of goes and votes and then we count all the votes. And by the time you're done with prime time, everybody knows what happened in the election. So the game changes, but you've got to be able to sort of roll with the changes on that and still make your voice heard.
Now, I voted early by mail. I did not mail the ballot. This is the one thing that I choose to do. I took the ballot, I hopped in my car, and I drove to the supervisor of elections office, walked inside the office, and handed it right to a clerk. So I knew they got it. And then I tracked my ballot to see what was going to happen. And it showed that they'd received it the very next day, and it showed that it had been counted about 2 weeks later. And then on election day, when I went out again and checked it again, it showed that it was in the tabulation and had been counted.
Very cool. You mean, so you don't want to just go drop it into some unattended drop box?
No.
Street corner somewhere?
No, you don't. Because, number one, you don't know if that's a real drop box or not.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's the other game. That's the other game they're playing.
Right. Well, precisely. In other words, see, the stakes are so high. You know, most regular folks aren't going to ever think, how can I commit voter fraud or how can I throw the election some way? People don't think like that. They want to do their duty and vote and be part of it. But there are those who want to try to find a way to do that because literally the stakes are so high. We're talking about our country. We're talking about our prosperity, our way of life for generations to come. And there are those who really don't care if they mess all that up.
Now, when I think of Tim Allen, what do you think of?
Oh, Tim Allen? Well, I mean, so many things about Tim Allen, not the least of which, of course, the Santa Claus.
First thing comes to mind for me is Tool Time.
Tool Time, that's right. Oh, of course, absolutely.
Now, he is a good friend of Jay Leno, and he said that Jay Leno refused to take painkillers after his fiery accident. That has got to hurt.
That has got to hurt, and whatever reason Jay might have for that, but we totally support him, this could have been so much worse. I think I'd heard that day that he had been rushed to the hospital, and of course you'd start thinking the worst, unfortunately. And but he is a good guy, and we are so happy, Captain, and so thankful to the Lord that he is doing as well as he is.
Yes, and he got very, very, very lucky.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And because burns, as you know, of course, personally.
Boy, do I.
Yeah, this is something that can be so terrible.
You know, I had to have 3 transplants on my left leg when I got my burn injury from the World Trade Center. So it is what it is. But anyway, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. Kyle's going to come back. We're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Can't wait, can't wait. It's going to be a great time again. Going to update the weather for you. There may not be much update, but we're going to do it anyway. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
That's ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
And they got the beautiful shuffle girls doing the dance. They had one girl did the first, probably minute of the song. And boy, could she dance. And then they put a couple more with her, and they could all dance. I mean, goodness sakes.
Yeah, well, that's a great track, and Jeff Lynne, of course, with ELO, and I especially like right at the very beginning. I think you hear him sort of counting it off as it's starting up, and it's a cool song, and you can hear it for years and years.
Yeah, it reminds me of what LJ was probably doing about 25 years ago. the way that they're dancing, I mean, holy smokes, I'm getting tired just looking at it, and I mean, they're dancing, they are really dancing. So there you go, but that's neat to see, to watch that. And at one time, I could do some of that stuff, too, but not anymore. All right, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, of course, we're continuing to watch these winter weather advisories. If you're up on 4th of July Pass tonight, coming out of Coeur d'Alene or in that area, it's definitely slushy. It actually turned from snowy about an hour ago. Now it's reading as slushy. So you still got to be careful. That's for sure. And it's going to be cold up there, 28 degrees right now. Another check of another mountain pass is Snoqualmie over in Washington. Right now, looking at overcast sky. But it's got compact snow and slush on the roadway there, so you definitely want to be aware of that. We saw the snow, of course, that's along I-90 coming out of Coeur d'Alene. As you head down now towards Missoula, you're going to have some sleet there. But just as we were talking about last hour, that snow continues to move over south of Missoula. It's heading east towards U.S. Highway 93, impacting Stevensville and Hamilton. We've also got the snow. This is now west of Idaho Falls over towards West Yellowstone. It's dissipated a little bit from last hour, these rain and sleet down on I-84 east of Twin Falls. So that's some good news, at least. But we still continue with the winter weather advisories in the northern part of Montana there, central part of Montana as well, just east of Helena. Still got freezing, a freeze warning in Central Valley of California, and those high winds expected to come back to Southern California here over the next day or so, especially on the high desert, I-40, I-15. Be careful out there.
Well, I told everybody last hour that we had weather that could get kind of funky in West Texas, and lo and behold, here we go, winter storm watch right now for what's going on behind it over in New Mexico coming towards Texas, and I do believe that they are going to get some freezing rain first, then sleet, then snow. Question is, we don't know how much, from Amarillo south all the way down to Lubbock, and then take that and angle it over towards I-20 and possibly a couple of different areas there. Don't know yet. It might not get that far, but it certainly is going to get to Lubbock and just a little bit further than that, and it's certainly going to come over towards towards Oklahoma, but I don't think it's going to get into Oklahoma except for the panhandle up there around Amarillo and a little bit east of Amarillo. And that's about it for the winter weather at the moment. However, depending on what happens with the wind, and you know that up off Lake Ontario and Lake Erie and Lake Michigan, you could have an interesting weekend up there if that wind turns around and blows out of the northwest or west. It'll blow that snow right over back where it was the other day when we saw all that snow that happened over there in Buffalo and whatnot. And, you know, Kyle, when you do have weather like that, you're kind of watching the wind anyway, because you know when you get an all-day wind from the northwest up off Lake Ontario, at least I used to know, that you could count the following night, that next night, you were going to see snow, and it was going to snow hard all night.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Now, we do have some rain predicted over off the East Coast, pretty much Georgia from about Brunswick, Kingsland, that area on up to Savannah, and it'll be that way at least for today. Then it'll probably go away. We do have some winds going up the line up along the coast of North Carolina and Chesapeake Bay, as well as some winds there around Long Island up towards Cape Cod. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, number one.
Yes, thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, number two, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J that brings you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Go to pilotflyingj.com, become a member of the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app. Save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and December 31st. It's all right there, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good,
because
Captain.
Because you and I are going to be gobbling.
That's right.
Yep,
that's
we're going to be chasing that turkey like we did last year around the studio.
Yep, looking forward to it.
All right, we'll see you then, Kyle. Thank you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And speaking of the turkey, we have got somebody that's probably in the middle of getting ready to cook a huge turkey, or maybe even a ham, I don't know. It's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Which one is it this time?
Well, it's turkey.
Okay, because a lot of people switched to ham because the turkey was so expensive.
I didn't find. I went to a couple of grocery stores for some things, and each time I looked at the prices of turkey just for fun, and they weren't that expensive at all.
No, they weren't, and I actually had turkey dinner yesterday at the Mission Barbecue, the smoked turkey, and it was the cheapest thing on the menu. Go figure. Okay, listen, we got to talk about this horrible, horrible shooting. Came in about 10:15 last night, Chesapeake, Virginia. Right there, the Walmart Supercenter. And I'm telling you, as far as I know, because I haven't seen any numbers change yet, but as far as I know, they've got 5 people confirmed dead and 17 wounded. Has that changed at all?
That's about right. And the shooter is dead, yes.
Yeah, the shooter was neutralized, they said. So that tells me when they do that, that's a fancy word for saying the police shot him, but I'm not sure that's true either.
They were not confirming that,
whether
it was self-inflicted or not.
Nope. But in Virginia, which is a gun-friendly state, you would have thought somebody in a store would have had a gun in their purse or, you know, strapped to their leg or something, so maybe a good guy got a bad guy. I'm hoping so anyway, even though he did get a lot of people. I say he because...
We don't know in those details.
Yeah, I'm saying he because I'm assuming it was a he that did the shooting, because I still haven't heard that. Have you?
No.
Okay. Well, I hear the music coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that before we get into the major things of the day. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy was down on the border yesterday. How about that? And we'll talk about that, too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.